Hello and welcome to another edition of the WCU Podcast Podcast. I'm Josh Thompson.
And I'm Patrick Frazier, coming to you live from Cullowhee, North Carolina on this Memorial Day Monday.
Absolutely. We want to thank all of our former Catamount alumni and current Catamount students and future Catamount students who are protecting this country, and we honor you today, and for those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. But we appreciate everybody tuning in today. I think we've got an exciting show planned, Patrick.
I think we do as well. You know, it's not often that we have a large group of visitors come by the podcast studio. Yes. We actually had to change studios for the day.
Yeah, we moved the studio from my office to Patrick's office, and we're excited about our spotlight today, which actually ties in well to our week of Western, or this week at Western.
It does, and you know, for those listening, you know, if you listened to the last time we were in my office, we do have everything connected correctly this time.
Yes, you'll notice it sounds much better, not just because I'm on it.
Yes, so we got everything up and running, but let's, you know, speaking of running, let's dive headfirst into this week at Western. Coming up first on the docket for this week is the movie Hail Caesar. It's a Hollywood fixture in the 1950s, works to keep the studio stars in line. This is a free movie on the UC lawn, Tuesday, May 31st from 9 to 11:30. I haven't seen this movie yet.
I've seen previews for it, and I know you're not a preview guy, so you may not have seen previews for it. But it looks pretty good. It's got a lot of really big-name actors in it and actresses.
George Clooney's the one that I remember seeing on the posters and everything.
Yeah, and it's one of those. It's kind of a darker. It looks like it's stylized in kind of a darker comedy and some stuff like that. So may not be for everyone, but it's hard to turn down a free movie tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on the UC lawn.
Weather is like it is today, you know, sunny, a little bit of overcast and clouds, nothing too major, no rain today at least.
Yeah, and if it does rain tomorrow night, I'm sure they will air that in the UC movie theater just in case.
Yeah, and it'll still be free even if it's inside, so don't worry, just because it might be moved inside doesn't mean it won't be free.
Right, so make a plan to come and join us on campus tomorrow night for Hail Caesar, 9 o'clock on the UC lawn.
And then we kind of switch over into the start of June with one of my favorite summer happenings.
I know, Patrick. I just saw you devour some ice cream, but I'm sure this by Wednesday you'll be ready for round number two.
Yes, I'll be ready for round number two by Wednesday. That is certain. The ice cream socials, always a fixture of summer here in Cullowhee on Wednesdays.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun. It's typically open around lunchtime, so make sure, even if you are not a faculty or staff or student, it's open to the community as well. So if you want to come by and get some ice cream with all the fixings, you make it yourself, it's good to go.
And it's only $1 a bowl.
Yes.
Hard to beat that price.
Cheapest ice cream in town.
Which goes right in line with the cheapest date for the free movie on Tuesday night.
Absolutely. So if you're trying to save a few bucks, then make sure you check out all of the things going on this weekend, including what we have in store for you on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. Notice we're staying at the University Center. We're back on the UC lawn Thursday night for a special production of The Complete Works of Shakespeare.
Yeah, Abridged. And it is, so this is actually going to be our feature spotlight for the week. We have all three actresses and their director, Dean George Brown of the College of Fine and Performing Arts. So we're excited to have all four of those folks in with us as well here in just a few minutes. But we're looking forward to an exciting show. Again, 6:30 Thursday evening, and that'll be a lot of fun. These girls just did a run through of they're going to do a little bit of the performance for you, and it was
a great run through.
It was funny. So I know we're going to try and get them to cut some stuff on the air as well. So you'll be able to get a sneak preview of that in the spotlight this week, and that'll be really exciting. And if you missed it on Thursday, don't worry. You can also catch it on Friday.
Yeah, Friday night. Instead of on the UC lawn, they'll actually be in Nigley Theater. Again, it's a free show from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And these students are all Western students. And even
one alumni. Yeah, one recent alumni and two rising seniors. And so, like I said, we're not going to spoil their story too much for you, but we do have an exciting spotlight. And then just the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, is all 37 Shakespeare acts or plays in one 90-minute performance. So you know it's going to be fun. It's going to be zany. It's one of the longest-running London big performances they've ever had down in London's West End. And it typically is done by three men. It's going to be done by three women, so it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, so in other words, date night for you and Brittany this week.
Hey, you know what? If the preview that we got earlier and that we're going to get here in a few minutes is any indication, it's going to be a really fun show.
It should be. You know, I don't go to a lot of productions on campus, mainly because of my schedule, but...
Maybe you can. Maybe you'll be able to get done at Speedy's quickly and be able to come back for this.
After seeing the kind of the dress rehearsal for it, this would be worth hurrying back for.
Yeah, definitely think so. And then if you are not a fan of the arts, you want to spend your Friday following some baseball, then we also have that, Patrick. We're celebrating yesterday. Our baseball team won the Southern Conference Tournament Championship in pretty dramatic fashion.
The tournament as a whole was kind of a dramatic start to finish. The in-between, you know, was your typical baseball, but the first game winning with a walk-off walk.
Yep, the very rare wow, walk-off walk.
Yeah, and to make the comeback we did in that game, we were losing in the final innings there and made a strong surge to come back and tie it up and had the bases loaded and just got fortunate that Wofford decided to give us a walk right there at the end.
Yeah, and then compounding that in the final game of the tournament, after winning game one, where you had to beat Mercer twice in one day yesterday, and by the way, they'd never lost in the Southern Conference tournament heading into yesterday, and so we beat them the first time, which on its own was pretty historic, and then from there, lead 2-1 the whole game, and then... You give up a home run in the top of the ninth to tie the game up, and although you have to tip your cap to our closer, BJ Nobles, he was the one who started the game, and he went 8 2/3.
Yeah.
As a closer.
Not a bad outing for the closer.
Yeah, he was a starter previously, and this year he's been in the bullpen. It was his first start since May 15th of last year.
Sounds almost like a former John Smoltz for the Braves. You know, started as a starting pitcher, then went to the closing role, and then back to the starter. We might have another future starter on our hands.
Yeah, so we'll see where he ends up, but he's done fantastic out of the bullpen this year. And for him to, on a day where our pitching was stretched because of two games the day before and then two games yesterday, for him to go 8 2/3 is exactly what we needed. And then in the bottom of the ninth, after he'd given up the game-tying home run, load the bases up against one of the best relievers in the Southern Conference, all-conference selection, freshman from Mercer. Load the bases up and
with one out, only one
with
out.
One out, and then you have your senior legacy jersey wearing Reese Strong come up, and unfortunately he strikes out, and it comes down to Nobu Suzuki, who come in as a defensive replacement back in the fifth or sixth inning, and the first pitch he sees, he gets hit by it, and they catapult to the tournament champions.
Yeah, start the tournament with a walk-off
walk
win, and then end it with a hit-by-pitch win.
Walk-off hit-by-pitch, yeah. It's two very unusual ways to start and end the tournament, but we're very excited for our 2016 Southern Conference Tournament Champion baseball catamounts. And then, of course, Patrick, earlier today, the schedule for the NCAA tournament was released. And again, we've been telling you all this to tell you again that on Friday is the first game of the regional for our catamounts as we travel down to Clemson as the 4 seed in the region to take on number 1 seeded Clemson down in South Carolina.
You know, it's always great. You know, we play Clemson every year. This is kind of a unique start to the NCAA tournament. And it's not like we're playing a team that we never play.
Yeah, it's luckily all of these guys have played Clemson multiple times, and we hope to continue that series into the future. But we're looking at a 1-4 matchup of Clemson versus Western, and then a 2-3 of Oklahoma State and Nebraska. And so if you're not familiar with how the NCAA tournament works for college baseball, it is a double elimination in the regionals. So you'll play round-robin all 4 teams until you get to kind of a regional champion, and then – from there, the winner of the region takes on the winner of another region. If we happen to win our region, we'll take on the winner of the Columbia region. And so from there, you have South Carolina, UNC Wilmington, Duke, and then one other team I'm missing out on. But so you could see some North Carolina and South Carolina things come to fruition. And ideally, wouldn't it be fun to have a Western Carolina University versus University of North Carolina Wilmington to super regional final with the winner going to the College World Series?
It would be. And, you know, it's also kind of fitting and unique for the tournament as well. one of the things that ties Western and Clemson together is former coach Keith LeClaire.
Mm-hmm.
And he also coached at East Carolina, which is another school that is in the tournament.
Yep.
So all three schools that he had a connection with before he passed away with Lou Gehrig's disease in 2006 are all in the tournament this year. You know, really almost 10 years to the time of his passing. So it's a kind of neat coincidence there that we're all in it and that Western and Clemson are the first ones up to play.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward. That time is to be determined. I'm not sure that they have decided what time we will play on Friday. However, as soon as we know, we will let you guys know via Twitter and Facebook, things like that. And then we are working to try and get a special episode of the podcast recorded later this week with Daniel Hooker and Coach Bobby Miranda. If possible, we know they have busy schedules this week as they're going to have a lot of media appearances and practicing and getting ready for the regional. But if we can steal a little bit of their time, we're working on that as well. So hopefully be prepared for a non-regular podcast to be hopefully sent out on Thursday evening or Friday morning to get you prepared for the Clemson regional, specifically WCU versus Clemson on Friday. And that wraps up pretty much our week at Western.
It does. You know, just a couple of simple things going on this weekend in Culture Recital Hall, piano studio recital and a recording session, both in the studio. Our recital hall on Saturday and Sunday in the afternoon. So if you want to check those out, be sure to, you can always go online to see what's going on at Western. Events.wcu.edu brings you up to date with everything that is on the main Western event calendar for the university.
And Patrick, that wraps us up again for this week at Western. So we're looking forward to joining you with four very interesting and talented and unique folks here after the break as we dive into the world of the complete works of Shakespeare abridged that'll be coming to you on Thursday and Friday. We have the cast and the director right after this commercial break. Attention all catamounts in Atlanta, Georgia. We're pleased to announce our first Bon Voyage event of the year is going to be taking place on Tuesday, June 28th at the Country Club of the South outside of Atlanta, Georgia. All accepted and deposited students for the class of 2020 in and around the Atlanta area can look forward to a postcard with more information inviting you to the event hosted by the Western Club of Georgia on Tuesday, June 28th at the Country Club of the South. For more information, please feel free to call the Office of Admission at 828-227-7317. And welcome back to the WCU Podcast Podcast. I'm Josh Thompson, and joining me as always is Patrick Frazier.
And joining us today, we have a special performance and guests on the show today.
That's right. We're welcoming the cast and crew of the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged by Adam Long, Daniel Singer, and Jess Winfield, joining us today as they get ready for a couple of performances here this week, as we covered at This Week in Western segment. So joining us today, we'll let the cast introduce themselves, then we'll have the director introduce himself as well.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sarah Luckadoo.
I'm Libby Rounds.
And I'm Serena Montgomery.
And I'm George Brown, the director of the show and the dean of the College of Fine and Performing Arts here at Western Carolina University.
We want to thank you guys for joining us today. And this is part of the WCU Roadwork series that's coming up here this spring. And it'll be kicking off again this Thursday, June the 2nd at 6:30 on the UC lawn. And then a follow-up show on Friday, June 3rd at 6:30 in the Niggly Theater before heading all over the Western North Carolina mountains from Highlands to Cashers all the way through a final performance at the Haywood County Public Library on Thursday, June the 30th. We'll make sure we list all of those dates here before the podcast is over as well. But this this episode is going to be focused just on the Silva or the Cullowhee performances here. Can you tell us a little bit about what made you decide you wanted to explore kind of the Roadworks series?
Well, sure. Roadworks is really a development that allows us to expand the footprint of the College of Fine and Performing Arts all the way across Western North Carolina. So we're looking at showing the phenomenal talent of our students to our entire community. You know, being a remote campus in a regional location, one of our challenges is letting audiences know the great work of our kids here. And so what we decided is that we're going to mount a production this summer and we're going to tour it all over the region just to introduce ourselves and the quality of the work that our students can do across Western North Carolina. While we're doing a play this summer, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged, we're also planning to do film festivals that we're going to tour. We're going to continue to do music concerts across the region, art showings across the region. So we're looking at Roadworks as a developing production program that'll go on from this point forward.
So in other words, we can expect this each summer, some type of production performances through some version of the arts from Western each summer.
Exactly, and maybe it'll even extend into the academic year. But with my schedule, it was much easier to put this together as a summer production, and we wanted to give the students a chance to have professional summer work. They're being paid actors to do this.
That's excellent. We always love to get those students those special experiences here at Western. Now, tell me a little bit about, I guess, you know, going from your day job, the dean, to the director. What are some of the similarities and some of the differences you've noticed as students have packed up and you've kind of jumped back into a directorial chair?
Well, what's fun is that I actually have time to do this right now. So during the academic year, we're really busy with all the classes and ensuring that our students are getting a really tremendous education. But during the summer, I get to take my dean hat off and be a director again. You know, I've directed over 100 productions. I'm a fight choreographer, a theater director. I do a lot of work with media. And so what is exciting for me is this is my first chance to work with the students as a director here at Western Carolina University. And I've discovered what I've known really all along. They are tremendously talented and a wonderful asset. These three are going to go places. They're going to go places.
We've been really fortunate in our office to have several theater students as tour guides over the years, and love having theater students as tour guides, probably some of our best tour guides, because they know how to project their voice and everything to command the attention of the group. But what do you look for as the director when you're putting on a production of this like this or any magnitude, really?
Well, you know, when you talk about casting a show, one of the important things about casting a show is that you get the right actor for the right role. So talent is just a portion of that, but it's the charisma, it is the stage presence, it's in this case, it's the comedic timing. And being that this is a three-hander, how well these three ladies work together. And they, from the first audition, they were working wonderfully together on stage. So that's what you're going to see when you come to see this production, whether it's here on campus or anywhere in Western North Carolina. These are the three ladies here make a very, very tight ensemble, and it's 90 minutes of pure laughter.
Now, before we switch on to our actresses that have joined us today, why don't you tell us a little bit about why you decided to go with The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged by Adam Long, Daniel Singer, and Jess Winfield?
It is funny, and that's the real reason. We wanted to do something that was light, it was fast on its feet. My background is Shakespeare, and so I've known about this play. I've seen it by the original artists in London many, many years ago. And so when the opportunity came up to do this show, or to choose a show, this is the first one that popped into my mind because it's really compact. It can travel in a car. It doesn't need huge production support. And the unique thing that we've done with this show is that it was really written for the three authors. They performed it themselves. And so it was written for men. And so we've converted the show to allow it to be three women who perform the show. And there's quite a few more jokes simply because of that, that we're not going to get into right now. But that was part of the pleasure of putting this together is that, you know, some folks came up to me and said, why did you cast all women in a show that has traditionally been all men? And I said, because I have three phenomenally talented young ladies here that deserve this opportunity. And so that was the whole impetus between making this work is that we have the talent here and we're going to find a way to showcase it.
Looking at the schedule for the summer, how hard was it to kind of pick the locations? Were there any locations that you wanted to go to that you just weren't able to this year that you're going to try to include next year? Or were you trying to keep it kind of in a regional theme for the show?
Well, very much a regional theme. I mean, Western Carolina University is a regional university and we see our impact into this area. You know, the university's mission statement has us becoming the cultural heart of Western North Carolina, so our focus really was on Western North Carolina. But we're still getting bookings. People are calling us up every day saying, we're hearing you're doing this. Will you come and do this? We're not charging any admission. We're not charging any of the people that we're doing the show for any fees. We're doing this sort of as community support to reach out to our community and share the talent. So we're performing in Asheville and we're in Franklin and basically all over our Western North Carolina region, and it's going to be a phenomenal tour.
It sounds like it's going to be a great summer, especially for you guys kind of getting out of out of Cullowhee and getting to experience the Western North Carolina mountains and kind of have an impact on the arts here in the mountains. We want to thank you, Dean George H. Brown of the Fine and Performing Arts College here at Western Carolina University. And now we turn our focus to our actresses, and we want to thank you guys for taking time to be here today. I know that as you get ready for a show, show week can be a little stressful, a little hectic, a little all over the place, but we'd love to have you guys introduce yourselves to us and tell us a little bit about, you know, what year you are, where you're from, and then obviously you're all theater majors, so we can probably guess that. But yeah, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Yeah, I'm Sarah Luckadoo, and I just graduated in May with my BFA in acting from here. This is my first time doing the Shakespeare Abridged show. I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a great rehearsal process. George has been awesome. He's been great, like, helping us get on our feet. I mean, it's been a two-week rehearsal. Like, we had a week off, so we are booking it, and we are going, and it is so much fun, and I love these girls. They're a year younger than me, and I'm just glad that I get to hang around the summer before I go off to the real world and try to do this on my own. So I'm really glad that I get to have the support of my School of Stage and Screen before I head off. So,
do you have any graduation, you know, post-graduation plans aside from this? I'm sure you don't get asked that any
I
at
do.
All.
Oh, no, ever, never. No, and I forgot to mention I'm from Hickory. Go Hickory people, there are plenty of us around here. But anyway, yeah, I'm actually heading to Baltimore, Maryland. I'll be an apprentice for the Red Branch Theater Company up there. I'll be there till April of 2017. I'll be working with their teen company and children's theater, hopefully teaching classes. I'll also be their fight captain for an upcoming musical that they're doing. And I just get to dip my toes into kind of any opportunities that they have for me up there. So that's what I'll be doing after this.
If you make it to an Orioles game, Josh will be jealous.
I might find a new love. I don't know. Maybe. Yes. We'll see.
I'm Libby Rounds. I'm a rising senior musical theater major. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, and I came to Western Carolina specifically for the musical theater program. So, and for just like the opportunities like this to be able to do individual things. And I've never done a show like this before either. Sarah was talking about it, and I'm really excited to be able to do such high energy comedy like this with two other people carrying a show like this. It's really fun.
Awesome.
Cool. I'm Serena Montgomery, and I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Right down the road.
I'm sorry.
Right down the road.
But, you know, just, you know, hop, skip, and a jump. And I'm a rising senior as well with a BFA in acting. And like the girls before me said, this has been one of the best shows I've ever been a part of. It is phenomenal. It's fantastic. And I've gotten close with these girls with the 4 years that I've been here. And so getting to do a show with them over the summer has been great. I have to say, I think the most fun we've had was the rehearsal process. Those first 2 weeks, we were off book, and it was probably the fastest we had to ever be to get off book. And I thought that was great. So I'm like, memorization? Fine. We got it.
Those skills come in handy outside of theater as well, occasionally. So as we are the Office of Admission podcast here, we are going to ask you just a little bit about how you decided Western Carolina was going to be the right fit for you, and then how you came to enjoy kind of your first year. And is there any advice you would give to incoming freshmen that may be listening to this for the first time, specifically those who are interested in the theater, the musical theater program, or the College of Fine and Performing Arts?
Yeah, I kind of fell into Western Carolina University. You know, it's a state school. I'm only 2 hours away, so the goal was in-state tuition, you know. And I was really attracted to the school because I was originally going to double major. Didn't do that, but that's fine. I was originally going to be a communications major and a theater major, but that didn't work out. I figured that I really loved, because I had to keep acting one to be a full-time student my freshman year, and I remember loving it. And I was like, I really like these people in this program. I think this is really what I want to do. So any advice for you people who are looking into the West WCU School of Stage and Screen, let me tell you, you're going to get one of the best experiences, I think, that you can get out of a program that is a public school, that's a liberal arts school. I have had so many great experiences. I'm struggling not crying right now because these people are my family. They don't cookie cutter it for you. They definitely fulfill your passion, and they make sure you work hard. And that's what I love about this place. So come to Western. Go Cats.
I like it.
So I came to Western because I've always wanted to live in the mountains. And I found out that they had a musical theater program, and I thought, okay, well, I think that'd be a good idea. I'll come try it. And I came and I did my tour, and I really fell in love with it. We have so many performance spaces, and we have such a loving family, and we're all really fun people. I think that coming in as a freshman, what I wish I had known is that these 4 years are for you, and that these 4 years are for you to grow and learn, and especially if you're a theater major, they're for you to find out who you really are and who you are on the stage as well. And I think it's really important, if you're gonna go into the theater arts, that you remember that you are like your top priority. And I think that they stress that here, and they stress that you can do that and also learn to showcase yourself, but also work with an ensemble at the same time. So I think it's a wonderful program, and I think that if you're interested in a small school with a small class size that really focuses on you, you should come here.
Just piggying back off of Libby, I chose Western because while I was touring around schools, Western had high rankings across the board for their theater program, but not only just that, but all of their majors as well. And what they really focused on was, that I particularly liked, were the small size classes, because I toured some of the really big campuses and their classrooms were about the same size as our lecture halls here, and that intimidated me like no other. So being able to have that intimate space with other people who share a passion for as the same thing as you, and not having to fight for either your professor's help or being able to build that bridge of communication between your professors. And I don't know, like they said before me, the theater program and everything else here, it's, I think what I've learned especially was with the theater program and Western, you not only find out what you want to do, but you find out more about yourself. Mm-hmm. You find out, hey, I actually really like hiking, or man, I want to wade in this creek like every summer. And not only that, but for me personally, like the second floor of the UC, there's a room where a lot of gamers like to go to play Dungeons and Dragons and magic cards, and I fell in love after my first year. So there's things for geeks, there's things for like the football games, the band, just everything.
Something for
everybody. So definitely come to Western.
So coming from Alaska, one question or one comment that we get a lot from students is Western is too far away. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard this in Charlotte or in Hickory, when you're only 2 or 3 hours away. We're too far away. So what would you tell those students that, you know, when they say Western is too far away, because I'm sure you're just a short plane ride away from home.
Come anyway. That's what I said. Like, it was, because I think it's a unique experience, and it's definitely worth the plane ride.
That's for you. For these folks who are coming from Raleigh and Wilmington, if she can make it from Alaska, then you can suck it up and you can make it here by car. So
a good CDN, they're good for 3 hours.
Absolutely, or download a good podcast like the WCU Podcasts, which you can find on iTunes U, Facebook, and Twitter. Just a little self plug there. Like any good artist is known to do, right? So let's talk about the play that's coming up this Thursday and Friday here on campus. You know, have the three of you ever done anything like this before? What are your thoughts as you kind of go through and prepared on the performance that is going to be coming up this week?
I've never, like I said, I've never done a show this intense. Like, it's so, like, I was like, this is going to be fun. This is going to be like, yeah, and it is fun. I'm not lying about that, but I remember thinking, I was like, why am I so tired after rehearsals? What is wrong? I'm like, we're running, guys. We are like all over the place. So
louder, faster, funnier.
Yeah, louder, faster, funnier. Exactly. And it's insane. And I'm so tired at the end of it, but it's a good tired. I'm like, yeah, that was a good day. That was good. So I'm really excited. I just think we need an audience so we can vibe off of them and make them laugh. That's the best part of what we do when we get an audience. So I'm really excited and looking forward to Thursday.
You hear people talk about how comedy is one of the hardest things to do in theater, and I don't know if I believed that until I did this show, because Sarah's right, we're exhausted after the day, and it's so fun though at the same time, like it's so very fun, it's so fast, it's true farce, and it kind of speaks for itself. Like when we were preparing for it,
I was, you know, I was kind of nervous thinking about, okay, like how I play, I know I, in the show, I play specifically over 15 characters. So I was thinking, how do I prepare for each and every one of these people that I'm supposed to be? And it kind of speaks for itself. Like when you read it and when you're going through it, you're like, okay. And then it just kind of happens. And any show like that, you know, like once you've gotten some, if you got your hands on something like that, you know that it's like good if you read it like that. So.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I concur.
Let me interject for a second. Tell them the different types of plays. So how do you do the Scottish tragedy?
Oh, the Scottish tragedy is, well, we do it in really, really terrible Scottish accents. And we also fight with golf clubs. It's really fun.
And we have these funny hats.
And Romeo like and Juliet? It's how do you fun. Do Romeo and Juliet? How many roles do you play in Romeo and Juliet?
Oh gosh, how do I? Okay, I play Juliet. I play Tybalt.
Benvolio.
Is that it? That's it for me.
Yeah.
The real kicker is Hamlet. The real kicker is Hamlet. In Hamlet, I play Ophelia, King Claudius, Gertrude. Let's see. Oh. Old King Hamlet, the ghost.
Right. Yes.
And Bernardo. And it just kind of keeps going. Like you forget, like you come off the stage and you're like, I'm not done. So it's really fun.
And you do Hamlet how many times?
We do Hamlet four times. One time is
in
like
act two of the play, mm-hmm. which is 30 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. It's the entirety of it is different versions of Hamlet. We do it backwards. We do it really, really fast. And then we do like a regular, like condensed version.
Mm-hmm. And then one without layers.
One without layers. Yes.
In other words, you don't have to get any exercise this summer because you're covered.
No. Just let it out. I was like, I need to go to the gym. I'm like, never mind.
Now, you know, one thing that George mentioned that's always nice as a student is that you're actually paid actors for this one. How does it feel to actually be a paid actor for a performance?
My family doesn't believe it. They're like, you're getting... I've gotten so many, like every single family gathering, they're like, oh yes, you're doing this thing this summer. And then they're like, wait, you're getting paid? And I'm like, yo, I'm a paid actor. It's real.
I was the same way. I was just like, I would do it for the experience. But as soon as that first check came in, I was like, yes. Yes, I will.
That's why all these performances are great. We're just like, let's book more. Double days, let's do two in a day. Three in a day. Go.
But it's not just about the money.
It's not just about the
not
money.
Not at all.
No, but yes. Really. We love what we do. We love what we do.
And it's always nice that now you can say you're professionals, right? Because you get paid to do something. You're a professional, right?
So, that's on my resume.
Definitely. So I know that we have, that you guys prepared a scene for us. You did a little bit. We got to see or hear, see and hear because we're in the room. So our listeners will get a chance to hear some of your performance. And can one of you kind of set us up kind of where we're at in the play? But I know that I don't want to spoil the surprise too much, but essentially we're doing Othello, maybe more in the modern day with a more modern take on it, right?
I think the keyword's more too.
Yeah, so we'll
that's the setup, which we won't spoil.
We'll say Othello, just more.
Just more.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll let you guys take over for that.
So let me just do a little bit of a setup. Basically the show is three clowns that are performing the complete works of William Shakespeare in 97 minutes. And so they start out with trying to figure out how many plays they can do per minute and ultimately have to adapt everything. So this is how the company decided on the fly to perform the tragedy Othello, the Moor of Venice.
All right, can somebody get a beat going for me? Here's the story of a brother by the name of Othello. He likes white women and he likes green jello.
And a punk named Iago who made himself a menace who didn't like Othello the Moor of Venice.
Now Othello got married to Desdemona.
But he went off to the wars and he left her alone.
It was a Mona.
A Grona.
He left her alone. He didn't write a letter and he didn't tell a Mona. Now Desi, she was fearful, she was chastity type, she was the daughter of the Duke, yeah, she was totally white. Now Othello loved Desi like Adonis Lavinus.
And Desi loved Othello because he had a big
sword! Oh, okay, sorry. Try again. She said, I'm gonna shaft the Moor.
How you gonna do it?
Tell us!
I know his tragic flaw is that he's
too damn jealous!
I need a dupe, I need a dope, I need a kind of a schmo.
But he found himself a chump by the name of Cassio.
So he plants on him Desdemona's handkerchief.
And Othello starts to wonder, just maybe if...
While he's been out fighting,
commanding an army,
Ardessy and Cass playing hide the salami.
Salami, salami, salami.
So he comes back home and snuck a pillow on her face, kills her in soliloquies about his disgrace.
But there's Amelia at the door,
who we met in Act 4.
And she says, "Yo, homie, she weren't no hoe. She was
pure,
she was
clean, she was virginal too. So why'd you have to go and make her face turn blue?
It's true.
It's you.
Now what you gonna do?"
And Othello says,
"Damn, this is getting pretty scary."
So he pulls out a blade and commits Harry Carey.
Do that fucking Morthing white girl. Do that fucking Morthing white girl. Buddy Iago got caught, but he probably copped a plea.
Packed up his bags and moved to Beverly
Hills, that is. Got his own TV show.
Primetime.
HBO.
Desperate Houseboats.
Black Lives Matter.
Thank you guys very much. That was really funny. And that's just that is just a taste of what you're going to be in for this Thursday and this Friday here on the UC Lawn on Thursday, and then on Friday in Niggly Theater. Again, we want to thank you all very much. That's 6:30 Thursday, June the 2nd on the UC Lawn, and at 6:30 Friday, June the 3rd in Niggly Theater. We want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure having you in here. We're going to everybody to say their name one more time, just so we make sure we don't leave anybody out. And then we also want to give a shout out to your stage director, who was here but had to go and help actually do some stuff on the stage, hence his title. We want to thank all of you for joining us here on the podcast today.
Of course, thank you. And I'm Sarah Luckadoo.
I'm Libby Rounds.
And I'm Serena Montgomery.
And I'm George Brown. Thank you all.
And we want to thank you all for tuning in and listening, as always, to the WCU Podcasts podcast. I'm Josh Thompson, and for Patrick Frazier, go Cats!